It's 5:44. I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. The data points are clear. People of color are pulled over by police more often than white people. They're sent to jail more frequently than white people. They leave the state workforce in Vermont at higher rates than their white coworkers, and they're also paid less than while they're there. Lawmakers passed a bill this month to create an executive branch position to deal with the issue of racism in state government, but Governor Phil Scott vetoed it. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the governor says he'll move forward voluntarily with a similar initiative.
When lawmakers decided they needed to address the issue of systemic racism in state government, they were acting on more than a hunch. Karen Richards, executive director of the Vermont Human Rights Commission, says evidence of racial bias in the state workplace has become irrefutable.
The bias that favors and promotes white culture operates within all of our institutions, whether it's government or private institutions, and that denies people of color their rights.
A bill passed by the House and Senate earlier this month would have created a new chief racial equity and diversity officer in the executive branch. Chittenden County Senator Chris Pearson says the legislation would have also established a five-person advisory panel.
That puts us on a path to eradicate systemic racism that is inherent in our society and specifically in state government.
But the governor's legal counsel, Jay Pershing Johnson, says there's a constitutional problem with the bill. While lawmakers want the chief racial equity officer to be appointed by the governor, the bill strips him of the power to fire the person holding that position.
When they start to intercede in governor's appointments, that's when they cross the line.
Lawyers for the legislature disagree with that legal analysis, but while the bill may have been vetoed, Scott has issued an executive order that mirrors the legislation almost identically.
Well, we think the bill raised some valid concerns about the inherent biases and systemic racism, and we felt that we should move ahead in this area.
There's really only one difference between the executive order and the bill. The chief racial equity officer will now serve at the pleasure of the governor. But Chris Pearson says that's a serious change.
Ask hard questions, demand answers, and ultimately insist on behavioral changes.
Pearson says airing government's dirty laundry will likely be a contentious undertaking. And in order to do it effectively, Pearson says that person will need autonomy.
And if that person works at the pleasure of the governor, I think you'll lose that independence.
Jay Pershing Johnson doesn't foresee the same problem.
We think that they're going to be particularly effective because ultimately they do answer to the governor.
Bennington Representative Kaya Morris, a sponsor of the bill that was vetoed, says she hopes Pershing Johnson is right.
I don't believe it's going to be an overnight change in any way, shape, or form. It's a massive undertaking. It's a massive undertaking, but an important first step.
Morris says the creation of a cabinet-level position to deal with systemic racism in state government is unprecedented in Vermont. The new position is slated to begin work during the next fiscal year, which begins on July 1st. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.